Well, today I want to look at Hebrews 11 chapter. That is the chapter of the heroes of faith. You ever visited one of the Hall of Fames? Anybody ever visited one of the Hall of Fames? You know, there's the pictures of the people and sometimes statues and a list of all of their accomplishments and so forth and so on. I don't know whether you know it or not, but there's about over 200, I don't know how many exactly, but I know it says there's over 200 Halls of Fames throughout the United States. And just a few of them, the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, I've been there. The College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia. The Baseball Hall of Fame at Cooperstown, New York. I got to go there. The Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina. Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee. Of course, you know that's where that would be. And the Hall of Fame for Great Americans. And it's in Bronx Community College in New York City. The International Space Hall of Fame is in Almagora, New Mexico. As we look into Hebrews 11, you could call it the Hall of Fame of those who had faith in God. You know, they did great exploits in the name of the Lord. They were faithful to serve God in difficult situations. They obeyed God even when it looked impossible. They became role models for others to follow, for us to follow. We find a list of those champions, the heroes of faith. They're listed by, some of them listed by name, some of them are listed by their deeds. Many of them did phenomenal things. Others are great role models to follow. You should read this chapter and get excited about the possibilities of walking in faith with God. You need to read this chapter and imagine your own name, because God is still writing names in what I call God's Hall of Fame of Faith. That's what I call it from Hebrews 11. And we can be included in that. Now, every Hall of Fame has criteria to be able to, you got to pass the criteria in order to get in. There is only one criteria to pass if you want to get in God's Hall of Fame of Faith, and that's just be a faith person. You know, like to get in the Hall of Fame of football, you got to, hey, if you're a running back, you got to score so many touchdowns and run for so many yards and so forth. If a receiver, you got to catch more passes than anybody else and score more touchdowns than anybody else. You know, there's always criteria for getting into a Hall of Fame. You know, then if all the only requirement to get in God's Hall of Fame of Faith is faith, then let us look at this element called faith. The writer of Hebrews doesn't waste any time in answering this question. It is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then the J.B. Phillips translation, or version, you might really say. Now faith means putting all your confidence in the things we hope for. It means being certain of things we cannot see. The CEV translation says, faith makes us sure of what we hope for and gives us proof of what we cannot see. The Living Bible says, now this is not the New Living Bible, this is the old version of the Living Bible. You realize we got the King James and the New King James. Well, we got the Living Bible and we got the New Living Bible. Anybody know that? Some of you did, some of you didn't. Now you do. What is faith? It's the confidence assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. The Amplified says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And, I mean, Hebrews 11:1 gives us the definition of faith. You know, Smith Wigglesworth said, there is something about believing God that will cause him to pass over a million people to get to you because of your faith. You know, as we look at this, and we look at that word faith in the Greek, according to Strong's Concordance, it has a threefold meaning: persuasion, moral conviction, and reliance. So God's champions of faith that get into the Hall of Fame of faith have reliance and assurance in their heart that God will answer. These champions of faith, and which you should be one, have a conviction of something they have not seen yet, but declare it's already theirs. Thirdly, God's champions of faith have a persuasion that God's promises are theirs. No matter what anybody else says, no matter what circumstances come, no matter what the situation is, they are fully persuaded that all of His promises are theirs. Now, the element of faith of these champions in Hebrews 11, they believe that what they could not see was a reality. They believed it before they saw it. I've heard people say, well, I'll believe it when I see it. What do you got to believe it for then? You know it. Come on. Has anybody ever seen electricity? No. You have seen the results of electricity. When you put the wrong wires together, you'll see some sparks flying. We don't see electricity, but we see the effects of it because the lights are burning. When I was in Taipei, Taiwan, working in the comm center there and doing my thing, well, we were having some electrical issues, so we got this. I guess I remember his name because of what happened. His name was Zion Koski, and he was the electrician. And so there was a problem in the breaker box up there. So he climbed up on the ladder, and instead of turning it off, he said, "Oh, I can do it. I can just use this screwdriver, and I can fix this just like that." Well, he happened to let the screwdriver slip and touch the metal edge of the box. He come flying off the ladder, and that screwdriver welded itself to that breaker box. It's a wonder it hadn't killed him, because it was 220 volts. Knocked him plumb off that ladder, and besides the electricity, he fell about 10 feet and hit the ground. You know, we all thought of him, and it made a lot of racket, and you could see the arc, the like, flying out. You know, when I was about 3 years old, Dad was pastoring in Farmersville. They didn't have no lights in the middle of the room, in this living room. We had one of these little ceramic socket screwed with four screws on the right up behind the couch, and then just the brass, and you just screw the light bulb in or screw it out to turn it off or on. Most of you sitting here never seen those, but that's what we had back in the day, and that's what Grandpa had in the that's what he had in the barn. If we needed electricity, we had to screw the light in or screw it off. And so I'm standing up on that couch, and I'm going around like this. I guess that's why I remember it so well. And I remember Dad told me, son, that will bite you. Don't do that. Okay, Dad. Bam. My hand slipped off of the edge, and I hit down in the air, and I went flying off the couch. Electricity is real, whether you can see it or not. It's the wind. Nobody ever sees the wind. You see the results of wind, right? We do not see the result. We do not see things in the spirit world, but they're real. Faith brings what is real in the spirit world into reality in the natural world. The things which are impossible with man are possible with God. You know, God's champions had a hope that God would help them, but they also had a faith that God heard their prayer and answered their prayer. The element of faith caused ordinary people to become renowned and famous because of their mighty acts by faith. Faith is the way God's people gain a reputation of fame for doing things beyond the normal. Hebrews 11:2. For by it, faith, the elders obtained a great testimony. Go back to J.B. Phillips' version. It was this kind of faith that won their reputation for the saints of old. But I really like how the Living Bible said it. Men of God in days of old were famous for their faith. You know, here is a list of people who lived and had faith in God. Enoch pleased God by faith. Abel gave an offering by faith. Noah built an ark by faith. It hadn't rained for years, and there wasn't a drop of rain around, but he believed God. Abraham, by faith, obeyed God and went to looking for the country. And then had a son. By faith, Sarah conceived. By faith, Moses made a choice to serve God rather than the riches of Egypt. By faith, Rahab acted on behalf of the spies. Other champions of faith that are mentioned in this chapter, Gideon, David, Samson, Barak, and others. By faith, they triumphed over everything they faced. By faith, some of them escaped from their enemies. By faith, others were faithful as they were taken by the enemy. By faith, some were delivered in a mighty and miraculous way. Daniel in the lion's den, the three Hebrew children. By faith, they were faithful to the ends of their life. By faith, they got the victory. All of those champions of faith have already gone to their eternal reward. But Hebrews 12:1 says that they are a great cloud of witnesses. I like to say it like this. They're sitting in the grandstand cheering us on. How many of you have sat in the grandstand and cheered on a child or a grandchild that was out on the field playing ball or on the court or something? Most of us have, or a brother or a sister. Hey, it says there is a great cloud of witnesses. These past champions are looking down at us. And if we could hear them, they're probably saying, we walk by faith and overcome. You can walk by faith and overcome. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. You know, the founder of the man that was called the modern day prophet of faith, his name is Kenneth E. Hagin. He's my father. I'm Kenneth W. Hagin. I'm sure that he's leaning over that balcony of heaven today and saying, come on, Rhema. I taught you faith. Now live by it. Man, that makes cold chills go up my spine. I'll do it, Dad. Today, God is looking for people to put in the Hall of Fame of Faith. Will you be one of those? In the natural, in football, basketball, golf, it don't make no difference. All of them. Race car driving, everything. All of those guys that are involved in that, they want to be in the Hall of Fame. Back several years ago, I don't know when it was back. I forgot when it was. I got a deal from Canyonville Bible Academy. They had a celebration of the heroes of athletics. And I got this deal and said, it said, Ken Hagin, been inducted into the Canyonville Bible High School Hall of Fame, 1957 track. So I'm in a Hall of Fame in the natural. My high school there, when I ran track there in Oregon. But I want to tell you what, that was a thrill for me. I don't know. Maybe I don't ever say anything about it, but it fit into the sermon, so I put it in there. But it was sort of a thrill, you know. It was what, back in, I guess it was about, huh? It was 2000, my wife said. And they mailed me this. I couldn't go to the celebration, but they mailed all this to me. And it's an honor. But I want to tell you what. I want to do everything I can. See, they put me in there because of what, my accomplishments of running track. But I want to do everything I can and accomplish everything I can so I can be in God's Hall of Fame of Faith. How about you? Anybody want to go with me? Oh, yeah. I got a bunch that want to go with me. Hebrews 11:6 talks to us and says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you're not going to get there if you don't have faith, because you can't please him, and you got to please him to get in. To get in some of these halls of fame, the faith, you got to get the committee to believe in you. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. All that is required to become one of God's champions in the Hall of Fame of Faith is to please God by faith. It's to give to God by faith. It's to move with God by faith. It's to obey God by faith. Receive the impossibles by faith. Endure affliction by faith. Apostle Paul, the greatest of all of the faith heroes, said, endure hardness. There are many people, it's great. As long as everything's going great, hey, woo, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But you let the least bit of adversity come, and then, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. That person ain't going to get to the Hall of Fame of Faith. Or I should say, isn't going to get to the Hall of Fame of Faith. I sometimes need to clean my English up, I guess. That's what I'm told, anyway. Making the right choices by faith. Doing whatever God tells you to do by faith. Anybody can be a champion of faith. Anybody. Look at your neighbor and say, are you a hero of faith? In every generation, there are champions that are listed and have been put into God's Hall of Fame of Faith. You see, he gave us all of this so we can live by it. Paul said what happened to the people before us happened as in samples or examples for us. He's telling us right here that he has a Hall of Fame of Faith, and he's telling us, hey, you want to get in it? It's easy. Just believe me. Somebody said, oh man, that seems too easy. Hey, that's the problem. We try to make getting something from God too hard. It's easy. Simply believe what the Bible says and act like it's so. That's all you have to. Anybody that's ever sat in a locker room with a coach has been told, you got to believe that you can do it before you can accomplish it on the athletic field. Anybody ever heard that in a locker room? Yeah. You got to believe the word is true and act like it's true. Go. That's what they would tell you. You got to believe you can do it, and then you're going to go out there on that field and do it. That's what you have to do. You got to believe what the Bible says and then go out and make it happen. How do you make it happen? By believing God and saying, no weapon formed against me will prosper. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. As I give, God will reward me and will give me an abundant supply on my seed that I sow. That's all you got to do. It's that simple. Come on now. Don't look at me like that. It's that simple. Think about the 12 disciples. They took their world by storm, by faith in the power of God. In fact, it said that they turned the world upside down. Anybody read that in there? Come on now. Look, I think about as I studied in church history, and I think about those early church fathers in the second and third centuries, Tertullian, Polycarp, Augustine, Ignatius, Justin Martyr, and others who refused the false doctrines of their day and kept their faith. In the early 1500s, a young priest by the name of Martin Luther, crawling up those Sistine Chapel steps doing penance, he jumped to his feet and he said, the just shall live by faith. Those priests back in those days, they would write the Bible, and he had been writing Romans, and all of a sudden he realized it wasn't crawling up those Sistine Chapel steps with all of the stuff there. It just lived by faith. And he jumped up and he put the edict on the doors of the church through the centuries. There have been many, many champions of faith. They marched across this earth. John Wesley, John Knox, George Whitefield, and others that you can name in history. In the 19th century, people like D.L. Moody, Charles Finney, Billy Sunday, and others proclaimed by faith that God will meet your need. God will save you. God will take care of you. At the turn of the century, people like John G. Lake, Charles Parham, William Seymour, Smith Wigglesworth, Amy Semple McPherson, Charles Price, the great Canadian evangelist. Oh, yes, they walked by faith and they did exploits by faith. And I'm sure all of their names is listed in God's Hall of Fame. Oh, but later on, walking out of the hills of Oklahoma came a man by the name of Oral Roberts and T.L. Osborne and then Gordon Lindsay and then another man coming out of north central, the black land of north central Texas came a man by the name of Kenneth E. Hagin that walked off of the bed of affliction by faith. When the doctor said he wouldn't live, but by faith he walked off of that bed at 16 years of age, and he never did anything else after but preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ from 16 to 87 when he decided it was time to go home. What was the common denominator in all the ones in the Bible, in all of these that I have just mentioned as I've been talking? What was the common denominator? Whatever they did it by faith. Whatever they accomplished, they did by faith. I've been in Oral's tent back in the day in the 50s, and on a big sign, "Turn your faith loose." I've heard my dad sit and I've heard him preach to thousands of people and I've heard him talk to them. He said, "See yourself healed. See yourself being blessed by God. See yourself doing what God said you could do in the Word of God." Why is Rhema Bible College so important today? It's important because it's in the Rhemas of the world, all over the world, that people are trained to have faith in God to change the world that they live in. We've got it on top of this building in a huge, huge sign that needs to be rebuilt, redone, and it'll be part of the restoration project. We'll do it. It's going to cost a bunch, but we'll get it done. Hey, that sign sets as a beacon. Anybody that drives down the street can see that sign. It says faith. I believe what God said. I believe the Word of God. I'm like the Apostle Paul on that pitch and rolling deck of that ship. He said, "I believe God." That's all it comes down to, is believing God by faith and taking whatever you need from God by faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. There is no other way except by faith. If you grab a hold of what I'm talking about this morning, there is nothing that is impossible to you, because the Word of God says, if you can believe, you can receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody feel what I'm feeling? Rhema teaches these principles of faith. And as Rhema people go all over into the business world or wherever, they live the life of faith. There's something about Rhema. Coming to Rhema, you catch the spirit of faith. Here on this campus and all over the world where they teach where rhemas are, they catch the spirit of faith. There sits Vidar. He's over Kenya. There's Gary Crowell. He works with the Far East. They'll tell you that the same spirit of faith that you have here is the same spirit of faith that is out there in all of the rhemas all over the world. But if we're going to keep the rhemas all over the world strong, we got to keep this base strong. And we got to keep believing God. And we got to keep being the example for everybody else. Oh man, can you see them as they march by faith? From the nations of the world, they with the message of faith, the young and the old, the high school educated and those with doctor's degrees, the known and the unknown, the preachers and the musicians, the visible ministries and the behind the scenes ministry, they all walk by faith and live by faith. I see graduates, men and women, full of the faith of God, planting and pastoring churches, traveling the world, preaching the gospel, helping fulfill faithfully in their local church, teaching youth and children. Oh, we see them. We see the Rhema grads practicing faith and ethical management out in the business world. We see the people of faith learning how to give of what God, their finances that God has given them, and watching God come into their world and turn it upside down. Oh, I see them obeying God. I see you obeying God by faith. In this hour, it is our time to make our mark like all of those that I talked about from the Bible. From the history to this present day, it is our time to believe what the Word of God says. Men and women of faith that will rise up and bring the message. God saves, God heals, God fills with the Holy Spirit, and His Son Jesus is coming again for us. By faith, you can join the heroes of faith in God's hall of fame of faith. By faith, Rhema will continue to do what God has called us to do. He told us, go teach my people faith. And today I challenge every one of you to use your faith and do what God has told us to do. Say it with me. I have faith in God. I'm a champion of faith. I will not quit, and I will not be defeated, because God's word says that I'm an overcomer. God's word says that I'm more than a conqueror. God's word says that I have everything I need to be successful in the natural. In the spiritual. I believe it. That settles it. I am a champion. I am a champion. I am a champion for God. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet and praise God right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I trust you understand what I was talking about today. I hope you get a hold of it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Anybody get anything out of this today? How many of you going to get your name in the Hall of Fame of Faith? Hallelujah.